Well, Simon Marks joins us now live from Washington for more. Hi, Simon. First, help us better understand what Trump is proposing in the strategy that's actually any different from what those before him have already tried.
Well, you know, Andrea, that, of course, is the criticism that is being lobbed at President Donald Trump, and it's coming from some of his own supporters. Laura Ingraham, a very prominent right-wing radio host here, who has been a big fan of Donald Trump, indeed was considered at one point as a possible communications director in the White House, tweeted last night, 100,000 American troops haven't done the job in Afghanistan. What possible difference will another 4,000 make? Now, President Trump would say there are differences to this policy. First of all, he insists that he's not providing any kind of timeline, any kind of concrete date by which U.S. forces will leave the country. That, of course, was one of the criticisms that he threw at his predecessor, Barack Obama, saying that the Obama administration was simply giving too much away to America's enemies in Afghanistan. Secondly, that pressure that he put in the speech last night on Pakistan, the Trump administration argues that that's something new, not least because the president also hinted that he was willing to accept more assistance from India if the Pakistanis continued to be a massive, as he would see it, problem for the United States with regard to Pakistan's support for terrorism, as he characterized it. But at the end of the day, this is a U-turn by Donald Trump, a man who, before he became president, insisted that it was simply time for the United States to fold its tent and walk away from Afghanistan, now sitting there and, as you heard, saying, well, I'm president now and decisions are much more complicated than I thought they were going to be.
Exactly, Simon. He so strongly criticized his predecessors for not getting out of Afghanistan. So where does the U.S. public and then the Congress as well stand now on his new strategy?
Well, look, I think, first of all, it's complicated for Americans waking up here this morning because they did not hear their president last night explain to them how many more troops he's sending into the theater. He didn't go anywhere near numbers. He didn't go anywhere near this issue of additional troop deployments. He left that instead to his Defense Secretary General James Mattis, who put a statement out right after President Trump finished speaking, explaining what we all knew, that there's going to be somewhere around 3,900, 4,000 additional U.S. troops heading to the theater. President Trump is taking a gamble here. He knows that many of his core supporters voted for him partly because they liked his foreign policy message of getting out of entanglements that the military is in far-off and distant lands. The president essentially was saying to them last night, you've got to trust me. I've taken the advice that I've received from my military generals. I promise you we are reaching an end of, as he characterizes it, this 17-year involvement in Afghanistan. The problem is trust levels in President Trump and his decision-making, even among some of his core supporters, are now at pretty low levels.
So, Simon, how much has Trump's controversial response to the Charlottesville debacle last week faded into the background, if at all, with this renewed focus now on foreign policy?
Well, I'm not sure it has faded into the background, Andrea, and that's partly due to President Trump himself, because at the very beginning of the speech, he wasn't talking about Afghanistan at all. He was talking about a need for tolerance and about a need for United States citizens to come together and love one another. And that was very clearly not part of the speech about Afghanistan, but it was a further attempt by President Trump to make up for the enormous damage that many observers believe he did to himself last week over his response to Charlottesville. So that has blunted the way in which a speech that was supposed to be all about Afghanistan, that was supposed to give the White House an opportunity to change the subject on the nation's front pages, it's blunted the chances of that succeeding, and also blunting it, the mere fact that Republican leaders up in Congress, including the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Paul Ryan, just hours before the president made his speech on Afghanistan, put another statement statement out saying that he was insisting that tolerance was the path forward for the United States and making it clear that he'd been very critical of the president's response to Charlottesville. So on Capitol Hill with Republican leaders on the issue of Charlottesville, he's still underwater. And now this Afghan decision, a 180-degree U-turn from where he was before, further muddies some of those waters.
Simon Marks joining us there live from Washington. Thanks as always.